Alright, so we're going to go through a process now that is a way, not the way, a way that can be useful to developing risk assessments and combining that with behaviour support plans, student safety plans, whatever the correct language is around that. And again, this is not trying to promote it because it's not ours, we're not selling it to you, but interestingly I found, Asquith found this is a process quite useful. So 2 years ago I introduced them to this and now they're implementing this as an approach. Doesn't mean it's the answer because every school is different, all right? And I have got other examples I'm happy to share about how we do these things. And it's based on this as a model, all right? So let me talk you through briefly this model, then give you a good chance to start thinking through. Again, if you can, think about a particular individual. If not, think about how you might implement it. Best approach you can think about, particularly young people who are going to be here next week. So, this isn't, there's a range of models around this, the escalation, how do people, and if, does this mean every crisis plays out in this way? Absolutely not. Virtually all different, aren't they? But it can give us a shared language, a shared understanding of how do we know where the young person is, what do we do, what don't we do in this situation. So we talk about arousal level one. Some of the young people you support might always be, or often be, at level one. Low level, in terms of risk, the chance of things going badly wrong, but they need ongoing diversion support reassurance. Yeah, and you all will have those strategies and skills, but it looks and plays out differently for different people, as people were saying before, as part of that. Level two is when there's an escalation in what they're doing and how they're doing it. It may be, the battery's about to run out, just so you know. It may be, in that thing, it may be that they're moving around. It may be they're going quieter, because everyone looks different, sounds different, those bits. Yeah, there may be a need at crisis, may be a need for a restricted practice. As I said, as we just talked about, that situation, there might be a plan to do that, there might be a plan not to do that. But it's part of that whole process. After a difficult incident, people need a chance to recover, to calm down. And they may appear calm, but if we start having conversations too soon, we can loop back into crisis. Alright, opportunity to calm down. Depression is a strong word, I would say. There may be tears. I'm thinking of the young person, but it might be us. There's on this occasion. Alright? I think one of the most challenging behaviours at times is when they don't show any remorse. That can be quite challenging. We want them to show remorse, be sorry for what they've done. They may or may not be. Alright? But they may be angry at us because of what we did. You know, so that can play out. And then finding time, we'll come back to this a little bit later. How do we repair, restore relationships? Because generally we're going to still have to continue to work with this young person. So, I'm going to give you at least 10 minutes. All right, you use that as most useful for you and your environment. Page 8. So what I'm encouraging you to do, think about a particular individual, if not think generally, but most usually think about an individual. What are the signals? So definitely speak with at least one other person. So go and speak with relevant people where you know you're working with a particular young person. What are the signals? How do you know they're at level one, level two, level three? Because we might, well, it's a good chance we'll see or understand things slightly differently. What gives us an indication where they're at? So that's the signal bit. Strategies. What strategies generally de-escalate this young person when they're at that level? Share your strategies. If you don't know, maybe go and ask someone, what did they do last year? Then the avoid is, what should we avoid doing? Because that will generally make it worse.